your fail is that the Sabbath is still as full as that door. You have to learn how to scroll them in addition to the passion of the wood. Now you've got the teaching here. In addition to the passion of the wood, what kind of environment is this? If someone wants to say that his man is there, they might sky him. It might perhaps be a mission in our failure. Because the purpose of the Master Kashet is not a big word that every person has to be mad with. Every Jewish man who is a mitzvah has to be mad with a Master Kashet for the purpose of that identity. The Master Kashet is not a big sky on the green colors in the Shalmah Sons for him. That the only way to fulfill a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah has to be condoned is by reciting the Kashet. So this should apply perhaps also with respect to Hakdoshes Matzah Shekel, and only with respect to Hakdoshes Hakodomu, with respect to Matzah Shekel also, because Matzah Shekel is not a mitzvah like shaking the Lula, like sitting in the foot, but this is in the school of Hakdoshes, that can be Magdash and Matzah Shekel. It's not if you want a hold, it's in the school of Hakdoshes, that's what the Gemara says that one person can certainly receive Matzah Shekel and give it to somebody else, he mentioned a few weeks ago. But even if you hold that a Kafaya, Kodesh El Chaveh, the hold is Matzah Lua, if one person pays someone else's cause, just that the mouth is merchel and choy, because he received his money from the third party, but it's not that the choy is still for rua, but the nachta shekel is the basis of good, and this thing can be learned, that shekel of shekel or somebody else can do a good shekel on my head, so it really is. Because the nachta shekel is not a dinner to run up, but nachta shekel is a dinner to have joshua. You have to be mad with a nachta shekel. Al Shimcha. And we have a topic that we will learn that from a topic in Masefer's prayer. Nor do we learn that. We research an institution of Magdish. I'm not sure it's Kappa Bech HaVeiro. One person can be Magdish called and on behalf of somebody else. But that's why I'm not going to check anybody is using. It could be that these men are there. Sometimes I'm going to say the lady in a parish is calling to be a video writer based on a Shalmah Sons of Sin. So sure you have to make sure that you have a back user lane, even if the face the makeup, if you have a cotton lane for your potato, you need to say in the dealer that a cotton is over a minimum a cotton can get an aliyah. So there's an athletic, the Magana Pentecost, an athletic, and you're saying what that means. If some cotton over a minimum shiva, what does it mean? If some say that that's only the Magana Mishnah, that the first aliyah said the Grand Shalafana, the last aliyah said the Grand Shalafana, and the people in the middle just lame. So the cotton could get a middle aliyah, he can lane. But the man is there that the Gemara says Rabbish more instituted in Belgium, the Shimon, the Mini, that they introduced that every other to the Gemara of Panel and Akhra on his aliyah. So the man is always, he wouldn't allow a cotton to lane, because the lane is required also to stand the drop, and that's not good. If he just lanes, that wouldn't bother him. The lane is, the cotton should be the Valkyries or Faith. But if the cotton should stay drop, is that he can't allow. And now they're showing how great to be right, but the only thing you allow the cotton to do is to say the prophet. You need to give an aliyah. Cotton over the name of Shimon is to give him an aliyah, but if you should be the Balkor, it's not that we wouldn't allow. How can you allow a cotton to be the Balkor? Before the Ran holds one way, then I think only on the London holds the other way, more than I've run. All of a sudden, so it's the same period, then we only run on the other way. So because somehow we can't learn, somehow unfortunately we can't say the prophet, and that's why we don't allow. But once in a while, in some places they do allow, a cotton to learn. But even if I try to scroll for sure, you shouldn't allow a cotton to take a summer hold that is your right here. And you need a Bartholomew to be mighty after any day they want. The cotton is not a Bartholomew.
It was mentioned before a couple weeks ago that there's no focus by parts of scholars, whether it's a field, one is from Mitzvah, one is Heston. So according to this, when my daughter says Esther, so about you will mean that you need some of the ladies to ask them the Esther. So we have to issue the inquiry for that too.
But for some of the other ones that the Balkaric response should be funny as well. That's what the, you know, the God must have. That's what the, in the book, it's supposed to be a collection of children from the Rosh, some of the Rosh. But he says that the Balkaric, the Mustaf has to be over 20 years old. So the Balkaric on the Sofim, Tilus on the Sofim is not Rachman. So they're going to say that Tilus on the Sofim is only belonging to Nagara Tobani. The Tobanis were only purchased with Master Shekel money. If you hold that the only people that have to give Master Shekel money are those over the age of 20, but then he wouldn't be under the assumption that women are not free. Women are not free to give Master Shekel either. So before the day, they come up close to the other women are free to God and Muslim. And you can do it close to them, not close. The Gavishlach doesn't come out yet because it's Rachni. So the Gemara says, Yemen Rav Gavishlach, the Gavishlach is Rachni. But Musa, it's not Rachni, so the reason that the Gemara didn't apply. So you have to say that women are focused on Musa because it's not Rachni, and it's not Rachni, period. That's the end of the story, practice. So other way around, no. Make them all practice, the women are focused on Machta Shekha. So if you say that traditional place, that whoever is focused on Machta Shekha doesn't have to go to Musa, some argue that this is coming off. And it shows that it's supposed to have been written by the Rosh. But whoever it is, they are, it's right there that you think that anyone before he gets your 20 is Papa from Dhamma Musa, and therefore he's going to be the Valkyrie, so it's called Papa Manazora, and it's not going to be the Rosh and get the Rosh. There are always Bizman Amigdash. Bizman Amigdash are working for Indian as a Neshama from Sassena. Bizman Shari Amigdash are kind. Why do they learn how to strong again? The Shadi before the Shkodesh Ador. So it's more than those for the purpose of Haklovya. And the Yishami is made. The Lina Maklovya is a Tanayim based on speaking that quoted in Sochem and Avor for the Shlosh and Yam Kodim Aferet Hashem and Goshen. That's the Tatoa for Hashtei Shavuot. 2 weeks before. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was came out of the Lina Maklovya on the Shkodesh Muslim that they should bring Kodesh Hashem and Yita Alev Muslim. And he was saying over the Lina Maklovya Hashem and Maklovya Hashem. He said, sometimes he said to these people, sometimes to them, I'm people. The more I do my play, you can't learn, which is the thing that we should learn out from. The explosion when I'm playing my play, I'm just going to, or station or police people. So the Yishami says that why is it that they have to learn Parsha Shkolim a month before the Spanish Muslim? Because the Shumma Kadosh, the Kavanah Spira has to be purchased from Master Shekhamah, and every year you have to give new Master Shekhamah to buy the new Kavanah Spira. The new year for this purpose begins to keep Kavanah Spira, doesn't begin with Rosh Hashanah, begins with Rosh Hashanah. So those new Kavanahs, the beginning, the Kavanahs that you bring out of Rosh Hashanah, have to be purchased with the new Master Shekhamah that the people gave Shishna, Pishna, the Kavanah Spira of Tavshin Mentor, Haifan Lim. But they have an academic year that goes from 1 year to the next. So you have a great time this year that goes from 1 year to the next. They start losing a touching mentor, a ball and a repair, and it's going to go till the space losing a touching moon. So those carbonics that are brought starting from our space losing have to be purchased with the new master shekel money. So you have to tell the people a month in advance, based on the principle of shekel and ocean, who doesn't have to pay for the money, and then you have to. You have to start thinking about the din a month in advance. I, the Yachorim, have a machlokes with a kiosk, you can see themselves at first. He went to machlokes where the big din of Sherwin Gershon is limited after the Pesach, or the tribes are the only young peasants. But how can anybody say it's limited to Pesach at the same stage in the Yishami and that Mishnah? That your lame class is stolen a month before his Kedish meeting, so Sherwin Gershon hooks up Pesach. It applies not only to the other person, and even applies to Master Shekha, applies to everyone. And the Mishnah in the first person, Sukha also says, if you made it, Sukha, not the same, as long as you made it the same Sukha, but the Sukha say that it's Kosha, and the Shana say that it's not Kosha. Shana holds that the Sukha has to be made the same Mitzvah. How the Sukha starts the law, so it's the same for Vasa. It has to be done Lishma. So the Mishnah says, what happens if the Sukha is made within the last 30 days before Yom Kippur, then we assume that a person was built the same mitzvah. It was made before 30 days before Sukkot, but then if it was made explicitly the same mitzvah, then it would be good. If it was made common, then we assume that it's not the same mitzvah. But if it was made in the last 30 days before Sukkot, then we assume that a person was made common, we assume that a person was made the same mitzvah. The Rashi comments on the Mishnah, because Sharon Rosh, Moses Bachar, Tam, Lam, Yom Kippur. You see the Torah says it will apply to the Torah, perhaps to the Torah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure you think, I would say, it's a human residency. I can't tell you that, because you don't have to answer. You see, there are other human residency that you can provide to your liver, which is zero. It's the same thing to compare zero to the
outside.
Yeah. So, they're not just funny. I mean, it's not that funny, but that's it.
You can make it for a goal and put it over, but it's not the same.
You can make it on to the goal. Right. I've been opening and closed my ears in summer.
But you can say that the wind applies in this circuit and applies in the Kanaka circle. If it happened to be a sheep, it would have been in the drastic case. But the sheep can say the deal is like this. Everybody agree, all the Akhanim agree, that once we pass from like that Akhanim that is closer to Yom, Shom, Goshen, Shom, Yom, what it means is, whenever you have a mitzvah habor, mizman, you have an obligation that starts 30 days before they already start preparing for that mitzvah. Let's say the obligation to eat matzah is on Bel Pesach. If the fellow lives on a desert island, and he's going to wait till he's going to come Bel Pesach, and then he's going to be on his own monopatry. He won't have any matzah. He's going to wait till Sukkot to shake a little bit of an esrog. He's going to wait till Sukkot morning. Of course he won't have. It's raising him in the morning, don't go to New York. They have to prepare in advance. So the question is, how far in advance do you have to prepare? What is Abba Hashem? And Abba Hashem said, if you have such a mitzvah, which is the eating, the fighting, the obligation to start preparing for that mitzvah is 30 days in advance. You have to start off on it 30 days in advance. How exactly do you have to start off on it? The Hilchot Pesach are so elaborate and so complicated that they will require that you should start learning halacha 30 days in advance. If you won't start halacha 30 days in advance, you will not finish. Even if you do start before 30 days, you also may not finish everything. But if you won't start 30 days in advance, you for sure you won't finish. As far as the other mitzvahs are concerned, Machzor Shekel, and Sukkot, and Shavuot, and Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, the halachas are not that complicated, but still it is in the right to exactly how you fulfill it. The mitzvah may probably be, I'll be learning all the halachas of Israel, but the halachas does say you have to start preparing in advance 30 days before. That's why the Rishonim explained is a contradiction. The Gemara, the Megillah, also the Gemara Megillah has a right there. The Moshe took on Israel, so he shown the Rosh and Hilchot Pesach, the 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 Pesach, even if you don't have a Pesach, that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah yantar. So learn the dinim of that yantar, find that yantar. The Shalom Doshim is Doshim Yom before, just means that's a dinim of HaKonet. Let's say he's an expert, he just finished the Hilchot Pesach. But then Aloha doesn't apply, but he has to start learning Hilchot Pesach 30 days before. Aloha will say, you have to start learning about where he's going to buy his matzah. 30 days before Sukkot, you have to start learning where he's going to get his food, and that's his problem. Or you can have another Shani Yom Kippur. You have to start worrying, you have to start preparing in advance, whatever preparations are necessary. That's why we shouldn't say that at the first occasion of Sanhedrin, when the Rebbe used to give the Shia, that the Talmidim were permitted to ask questions in the middle, but they were only permitted to ask questions that were negated, that had something to do with the thing. If the Talmud asked a question that wasn't relevant, they had to stand up and apologize and say, Shalom Kim and Shalom. I apologize that I have something that was unrelated. One time in a mayor was of the opinion that you never have to apologize because Kalata was still in your effort. That in Iraq, everything is interrelated. That's how you say Kalata was still in your effort. It's always better to have the leaders of Kavachayim and Mamasim and Dinah, and you assume all Iraq is still in your effort. But we don't accept the mayor's opinion. Allah will be asking that the family has to apologize if he has something that's unrelated. But what happens if it's 30 days before you answer it? And in this yeshiva they're learning Sanhedrin. And this yeshiva, this table they're learning in Bolivasya. And this town comes over and he starts asking something about Parsha Shkolim. Even though they're not learning that day about Parsha Shkolim, so that's Allah, the Shloshim Yom Kolim Achad, Shalom Adarshim, doesn't mean you have to give shir. They're not going to give shir in those paper. So it doesn't mean that that's called the Inyan and the Yom 30 days before any Yontif. And if anybody asks a question in public that has to do with Hilchot Pesach or Hilchot Shavuot or something, the Rebbe has the obligation to answer. And the Talmud doesn't have to apologize and say, Shloim and Shalom. The Rebbe has no right to get angry at him because he has no real memory of Shira and Sanhedrin. And he's all of a sudden starting to think about Hilchot Purim. So that's not the opinion because it's within 30 days of Purim. And it is the reason. So this can be shown in the ocean. The slush and the machad doesn't mean you have to give a shear on it. You have to learn it, to doctor, not necessarily. That's And seven of those who have a paper, who says that's a must. You have to learn how to paper on paper, even if you know it. Seven of those who have a paper, my God, these are different things. Everybody has to start preparing. And that's his mom, that's the none of the other. If somebody asks the question in public, I know it's not my paper, but that is cool, shocking.
The mind on there says that Jesus got the idea by case of when he told like this time out. In the Mishnah Megillah, which in the model of the Megillah says that if by accident you read on it, you read Pasha Shkolim on other before other Rishon, so then you don't say you don't have to be Korea again, and that reminds them won't be 30 days before the Chag.
Okay, one time I think that was like, you read Shkolim,
you
read
Rishon on other Rishon, and then you don't say you don't have to read again.
Yeah.
So then it's not 30 days before the Chag. So that's so they're obviously all become a different reason that you need Pasha Shkolim. No, it was a field to be by the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's not a field in other.
If we're not the way that Nishma goes, the Russian knows that Nishma goes, that at the time that they read the Pasha, they didn't know yet that it's going to be a Shana Mubar. It hasn't yet been determined. If they're ready to declare them and vote that it's a Shana Mubar, then the Rosh says that anybody would know that's an accurate. If you learn two times a year. At the time that they learned how to struggle in England, was it just Shana Mubar? Then at the time that they declared Shana Mubar, so one time in 30 years. They're going to put up signs anyway. They're going to put the advertisements in the newspaper. They're going to be on the radio. They're going to be on television. Everybody should give an after shot. So just the Kachanis, Kachanis, that it should be after all, it should be done also. That goes with not a minute. After all, it should be done back by the day. Should be up at all. So that's the way to do everything. That's kind of how that's the way to do everything. The way you do. At the time that you learned how to struggle, you did the right thing. But you don't need to repeat.
That's No.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Why did you make the Pachana on Shabbos?
That 30 day rule applies to Chagim or to any like you're allowed to do this time you got down or you got there
the Gemara says that it applies to Machus Hashem. It applies to any mitzvah. It's going to come at a later time. But like I said, you have to prepare yourself to that mitzvah.
So if you're in Syria
and you're active and you're going to be able to come to Mitzvah, that's not a
problem. You're not struggling. You're class of learning, you're not knowing that.
I don't think so. That I'm not the problem. It only applies if it's relevant to everybody. That's the union to everybody. But it only applies if he's going to have a kidney out there and another 30 days. He's going to have a kidney out there. But all the other people are not having a kidney out there. I don't think so. Okay. Okay. Some of them are like in the safe and the big one Shlomo, that if you have a boy who's not yet by mitzvah, but he's going to become by mitzvah before his Chodesh Nisan. So therefore he will become a Kriyat Mach Kasher. A Kriyat Mach Kasher is no Chodesh Nisan. So the Hakel who is a month before, since he's going to become a Kriyat before his Chodesh Nisan, he'll be by mitzvah, he'll be a Kriyat Mach Kasher, therefore he's a Kriyat and Kasher Shkolen also. We can't get the idea, even though we're marking up a lot of fucking, even though we're not trying to get marked here. We don't allow time to get any ideas. The marker we do allow, but the marker of our policies is that you shouldn't allow fucking here. That's when we're going to write. What if this one, what if this thing feels is in the unique position he is going to be by means to get between Pasha Stalin and Astoria Smith? Because we can't get the idea. What if there was a thing going to be by Mr. Alan Cooper? We think that we would give our life as the prophets when we could turn them by now, only after that. We should assume that we would give the prophets for now. But Mr. Nahar is not by mitzvah yet. And the Ordinary Kippur is not by mitzvah. He's going to say, no, but Tim Tanyan said that he's going to be by mitzvah. But then he will become a Kriyot retroactively, and it's a prophet for now also. So he's Mechuyiv. The Yitro Adin is Mechuyiv in Kashi. Stolen because he's going to be Mechuyiv in Stolen. exhibition.
You can read your master's comments because you are your master. So you let him read that part, the first one, the whole thing, so you can read it all?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, when you tell you all that, that's why I'm a focus. Both teachers, the what the Mahogas have said, whether it's the group or the Brahmas or the Kriya, they both agree that master can do everything.
I think so. It could be because the master reads over what we already read before, and that's the reason why by Bala Pasha we don't allow it, because he doesn't read over what he said before. I don't know. Dennis, will you say my young cousin? Yeah. He told me the master learns something else. So everybody should make sure, even those people who don't use the data source, and make sure the data source is shabby because it's a fear that they will be a right to attend to something. But as far as I feel that they will be a right to attend to it's also passes by Yaakov this year. Yaakov starts off with the minimum of shabby. One time in the Mara Darshan from the Pelk, he's heading over to the Lama Kaj Malach, and says, Eila Hadron says, Kiba Hashem, Lama Kaj Malach, and says, Kiba Hashem, Lama Kaj Malach, and says, Kiba Hashem, Lama Kaj Malach, and says, Lama Kaj Malach, and says, Lama Kaj Malach, Hey, and Aleph is 36, and Dvarim is 2, Dvarim is 1, is 9, and Had Dvarim and Hey Hayia adds on another is 3, the 36 and 3 is 39, and that teaches you that the Rambam is first of the Shemar. That's a drush of Rebbe in the Gemara. The Kanishur comments on that Gemara that you should know that any drush of it is based on a Gematria is only an Asmachter in the Rabbana, but it's not a drush of Rebbe. The Mishnah says that Gematria is a part of the world, it's not a drush of Rebbe. It doesn't only mean Gematria is from the the Masriyos from the Tanraim is also Tapiros Lachachim, but it's not for the Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaTorah. And even though the Gemara learned that Tamar Jewish person learned from the Gemara of Kodesh Yir, so the Rishayim say there also, the Rambam in the Kodesh HaMishnah is on the Hazir, and the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaGulah, but that's only an Asmach, and the real Mokhar is something else. I have a Tabbara like that. We assume the exact didn't go right, so they're based on other sources. It's not based on the Gemati. We assume the Gemati is only an Asmachta. Maybe you can make the other Asmachta? I don't know. Okay. Why Havara is doing all that, like the Havara is to homeless himself and to learn our Shabbos, and he says he shouldn't do any Malacha. Why does Havara have to be mentioned separately? Because Mara has a Machlok HaKachana. One time he says, the previous person says, Kavara is to learn Malacha Yuma, so I can talk to Dave, and talk to Yuma, but the Havara is to homeless himself and to learn our Shabbos. This is the Gavara Shabbos HaKlau. Yes, when I call the Lamb and I call our Klau Kula. לא לעולם על עצמו, זה עובד להיות, אבל לעולם על כל הכל כולו להיות בדיינו, but you shouldn't think that you only have need to do all the lockers together. זה כמה שהוא אומר, הוא נכה לדעת. זה סבר לו את כל מה שעושה, אני לא משאב, זה לבין כמה לא לעולם, you already have need. That's a rashi right in one place. It never says, something in this time, הגולה לחלק יוצא, that it's מחלק, what is he מחלק? The rashi in two places, that's a good show. One place in right, but you shouldn't think you're going to fire the police that you could violate all the Ramakas Malacha, so you want to fire the Chakas, the Shogay, because when you fire close, the major is to violate all the Ramakas Alas Malacha. So much more than the first thing was that you just want to come like that you're fired even on one of them. And the other place is Rashi explains all the Chalakas means and other things, the book damage. There's no time to reach the book damage. But the person tried the Chalakas, it means a different thing. Like the Chalakas means like this. So what if a person eight chayla b'shei, you have to be in a kod m'chad. What if you ate dam b'shei, you have to be in a kod m'chad. What if you call Shabbos b'shei, you have to be in another kod m'chad. What if he ate two kivets and a chayla b'shei? So if you call the halamachad, you only have to be in one chad. What if he ate chayla and Dham and Mahalasar is also having an effort. So these are three different ideas. You have to bring three efforts. You have to have a idea in between. Wasn't a separate idea on that Torah, and a separate idea on the Dham, and a separate idea on the Shabbos. Everything is also having an effort. It's called three efforts. Now, where's the fellow with Mahalasar? If I let it go, well, I'm the first of his malachos, everything the same. I would have thought, but it's like a repeat of the same idea. It's like if you get a 39 creation of Seder, or you 39 creation of Dham, so you don't have one chakras, if you say an effort, it would have thought that if I let it go, 39 of his malachos, you don't have one chakras, come on, come on, but if I let it go, come on, 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 and each and every individual each and every individual in the law. In the Shalom, Kutzos Chayim, and Menachem Zemer has a Simon Hay, and his Kral Hay, and his little crucial, he poses a question, and he shows that it's really a Makrotus, a twist of Makrotus in the Shalom. What to make what he's doing as Havala Machalik Yosef, Kinnish and Lopez Mishad. It doesn't mean that these are 39 different issues. It's like Caleb is a separate issue, and Dham is a separate issue, and Shabbat is a separate issue, and Thomas the Tessah is a separate issue, and Achimadi and Kippur, each one of his deputies to Torah, so too, Kiwi, and Haistor, and Avori, and Kiburi, and Kosher, and Matthew, each one of his deputies, but there's 39 different Yisurim on Shabbos, so that's why it's Shavis Mephlok, not Torah the Dham, but that's why we have 49 Chatorah, so should I say no? But the other is really one Yisur, not the Melocha, but 39 on Tanah, and Mavar, and the Melocha. But nonetheless, he has 49 Chatorah, it's similar to the Dina, the Mishnah has, one Tanah holds, and she has a Tanquil in the culture. But what if I have five creation of Torah, but, and I ate them all to hell, and I thought that each one had a different flavor, because one was fried, and one was grilled, and one was roasted, and one had sugar in it, and one was made with sweet and flour, and one was made with a lot of salt, one was made with pepper. But each one had a different flavor, each one was cooked in a different tamper, in a different pot. A different type of presenting, a different type of cooking. Each one had a different taste to it. The one Tanah holds in the Mishnah increases that you hire many chatorahs according to how many different flavors you have in the cook. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't pass by that time, as I suppose over there, there's no pasuk to indicate that some cream is out in the Yubai Shabbat. This is what the pasuk told us. That although you've really only violated the same Avodah 39 times, but think that 39 different forms of violating Avodah, not that the 39 different shades, 39 different Avodahs, the 39 different Oshanim are violating the same Avodah. So therefore here, the pasuk tells us something that's similar to some cream is out. What would possibly be the difference? What's the difference? Halacha ma'aseh l'din is that you have a mechala. So in Kotzos Chayim and Kral Hay, wants to say that this is the issue that we shouldn't be debated on the first half of the Tanya and in other places, whether you need Hashra or Mephuretot, the Shema Av. If your first name is Mechal Shabbat Ben Ezri, the Yitzchai is there and Nisam. So how did the Yedim have to warn him? They just warn him. You're not allowed to do that. That's Kiddush Shabbos, so they have to say, you're not allowed to do that because you're smoking on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that because you're carrying on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that because you're making a knock on Shabbos. They have to mention what the particular malachah is, so they just say, it's Kiddush Shabbos. So this is a machlokes Mishnah, how to read the Gemara. So what the Gemara said about it. The reason the Gemara, they say something about it, but it's unclear what the Gemara says. So we shouldn't have an argument. So the first time says, well, that's what they're fighting about, whether these are separate shemnes, Easter and Mitzvahim. Not only for Chilul Shabbos, it's an issue to carry not on Shabbos, it's an issue to carry on Shabbos, it's an issue to cook on Shabbos, it's an issue to finish the flame on Shabbos, so much. Should you say no, that it's basically one issue of Chilul Shabbos? So those are things like the first Yuri and Machlokes and Ramban. This Machlokes in the Shemim that the first time for, it's close to other Shemim. It's close to a lot of Shemim. So the first Machlokes in Sanhedrin, Adash Tamach Gimel Amidala, we discussed it already this year. The first is the kasha, the last person from Sanhedrin on Aleph is bothered with a kasha. One who does malacha beyond this is loike. The first is just, why not consider that lapsha the chlalas? Lapsha the chlalas means if you have one pasuk that contains many different issues to it. There's lo sasha kam malacha, and that pasuk lo sasha kam malacha kabad lo sasha, and that pasuk includes 39 issues. So the Ramban answers this kasha in the Sefer Mitzvos and Sheres Peres by saying, that it's all same effort. And the Rishonim all say that whenever a pasuk includes many Yisurim at the Rosh Hashanah record, so that's not called the Lapsha Mechlal. Tosis knows that people also, when the whole Yisurim Hashanah record, Tosis and Makhachot, one who eats Shefer, on a week to pay for a piece of meat is later. Because that's why, but that passage, first of all, sorry, first of all, Sahih, I thought I was speaking out, and that passage includes several issues, and includes later. And includes also she has to put in the Tzatzor, the Kadonis Bekodin Kut Lazar, or Kut Yerushalayim, and includes the Eidl of the Bantakur that was taken out of the animal, and includes the Bosom of the Hamidu Zolim, the Dain of Haidu Eidl, and includes Bosom of Achar, includes Tam of the Tam Yisli, so why not label that passage as a rapture of the Tzatzor, so you can do anything? The first sentence is a very startling sentence. The first sentence is in Makkah, to go to the Yisrael, and I will say nothing. Kutrum Chitosis. The Bosom is Kutrum Kong. The person says the Kalava. Whenever you have many Yisrael included in one passage of the Rosh and Nefer, so that's not called the Lashon HaKlal. The person doesn't answer like the Ramban over here. The person gives a different answer. Why shouldn't the Yisrael of Malach of the Yom to be a Lashon HaKlal? They give a different answer that we have misunderstood Lashon HaKlal. But you see that that Lashon HaKlal is a Machlokes between places in the Ramban, whether the 39 Yisrael of Hashem is Machlokes, for the Yosef Mekot, to get 39 and Tanim of violating the Yisrael Mekot. Ramban says that it's not called the Lots of the Chlovers, come a lot of the Lots of the Lots of the because all of the 39 Mekot are Hashem Mekot. It's not that the other person didn't choose 39 Yisrael. The 39 ways to violate the Lots. You can violate the Lots of the 39 different ways. You can either thrive and boil and boil and roasted and toasted and sugar and salt and etc. So that's not called the Rapture of Lachim, it's also in effort, it's not Rapture of Lachim. The same over here, the Ramban said, oh, it's only on the Ramban Yom, it's not sharing that much. And the case is, these are all the 39 different issues. And that's where the Bible of the Kashi will be a Rapture of Lachim. So it's the end of the Kashi, the reason for a Rapture of Lachim. They say that the Bible of Machlein is a different case, the Ramban of Machlein is, when the 39 issues of Shalom, this dream, when Havar Lachal Zotis means that the 39 Shem is Mishlokim? Or no, that is like Tamchul Mechal. In the Ramban holds that it's basically Shem Mechal. It's just a Mechal, it's something that's Mechal is Mechal. And the person holds not, the person holds that the 39 is true. And then there's another Mechal, it's how do you define, how does one define Lachal Mechal? Ramban defines Lachal Mechal is, if you have a passage that includes 39 is true, more than one is true, so you have to have 39. If you have one law that includes many is true, and Tosin says it means a different thing in dancing. You can have a whole Yisroel in one pasuk. Whatever is Chutish on Mikra is Bini Galav the Hasima and Yoloki. Whatever is not Chutish on Mikra, that's called Lapsu the Chlovet. Masha Dantein the Chlovet the Hasima. This too is included in the pasuk. And this too is included, then it's like Tosin about Chet. So that's not, because you're not late on that. On Yoloki, I'm a Chutish on Mikra. What was that? You saw the Gisha. Lav the Hasima is a Lav, but that's the Chutish on Mikra, that's what the pasuk is referring to. So Tosin says here, here there are 39 Yisrael included in the passage of Kamalatha Prabhupada and Sasu, but you cannot single out any one or two, any group of the Nachas and say, these are really the Chutish HaMikra, the others are running grosses. Everything is equal, everything is equal with Chutish HaMikra. So there's a double Nachas you say between places in the Ramban. What's the nature of the Chiluk Malachas with the others? And number two, what's the definition of Lav Shidduch Lomachas? The other time the Gemara disagrees and he says that Havara is not singled out by the Chumash Lechalek Yotzah, Kedak Yotzah, other Pesukim in the Chumash indicate that you fire the Chachit on Kolat of Piyachat, if you violate it to many Melochic Gehal and Echad, but the reason why Havara is singled out is to indicate that there's no Mishka, right here, there's no Mishka, there's no Chachit. It's really important, he says, Kol Oysa Bar Melochic Yumas, but that's only if it's a real Melochic, it's by the way, it's the Chumash Pesach Yom HaShavim, it's only Allah, Havar al Allah Yosef. There's no Mitra, and there's no Chakras, and there's no Kharik. Havar is an exception to the rule. The reason Machlok is, what does that mean exactly that it's an exception to the rule? You say, it's a Chlau, it's not a Malacha, so they're not 49 Malachas, according to that time. If you have Havar al Allah Yosef, there's only 38 Malachas. And except that Israel is Havar, like you have the Marshal of Kumin. Even if your Kumin is Daraiska, but the Marshal of Kumin is not a Malacha. Or even if he's a Dinah Shri Zidhanta on Shabbos, that's not a Mishra Malacha. Mishra Zidhanta, what is it? Is that what it means over here? That's why Reish Havara Lulav Yotzer, so Havara is a Sephirisa, there are 38 Malachas, and Havara is a Sephirisa. No, there are 39 Malachas, but one of the Malachas has a Yetzim and a Klal, that it doesn't have nista and it doesn't have kolos and therefore it doesn't have kachas. This can be in the Isha Machlokes and the Rishonim. You may have kuna. Quote to Sarasaya, who made a whole fuss about the Tosis on this issue. There's a Tosis in the first paragraph of Tosham on that page 8. The Gemara will be Akiva and the Bryce that refers to Havara. Matina Havara to be Av Malacha. The Akiva calls Havara an Av Malacha. And he said that it applies on Yonkers. Then Av Malacha that applies on Sardis and on Yonkers equally. The Gemara says, Shmanina, from the Akiva you can infer that Havara is the Chalot Yonkers and not the Lab Yonkers. How can you see that this would be the Lab Yonkers? So what would have been different? The Tosis has one opinion, it wouldn't be very beyond it. The only aspects of Shabbos that are carried over beyond it are here with Malacha. Whatever is not in the area of Malacha is not necessarily carried over beyond it, the muscle. There's a mixture of the rice for Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush on Shabbos is the rice. What about Kiddush on Yantar? So that's my question for Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says Kiddush on Yantar, that Kiddush on Yantar is only the Rabbanan. So he holds the fact, those who shine the time, he holds it. You only carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, whatever's in the law. Well, Kumin, if you hold like the time that Kumin is your life, so you've got to fly over to Yom Kippur. So that's how my place is in the sense. The place is in many places says that it applies even to Yom Kippur. And the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot explicitly hold not so. That it only applies to Shabbos, but it doesn't even apply to Yom Kippur. The third of my clothes on the assumption that Kumin doesn't apply to Yom Kippur, and I tell you, but there are all the Kumin, all the Dinam of Kumin do apply. It's not like that. Look at Kumin appear in the end of Masechet Beitzot. But really, the Dinam of Kumin do apply to Yom Kippur. The question is it Deraisa? According to the Tanakh, who holds that Kumin is Deraisa on Shabbos, would it be Deraisa as well on Yom Kippur? So there are three sheikhs. One sheikh is only Deraisa on Shabbos, one sheikh is Deraisa on Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, three sheikhs are Deraisa even on Yom Kippur. The question to come in the time of the is that it's even on Yom Kippur. They have to carry over everything from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. The Jewish Muslims would also carry over. Everything carries over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. And others say, well, no, the only thing carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur is Malacha. Whatever's not Malacha is not carried over. So Kumans would not be carried over and Kiddush on Yom Kippur. But also not to carry over and run into the Rabbanim. And then person says, this sheep said that Havara would not be carried over. No, but Havara, Lelav Yotzer, Lelav means that there's no courage and there's no Nisha, there's no Chakras. Then it's just a Nisha, it's not a Malach at all. So Havara would be Mutam and Ator on Yantar. It wouldn't be an Av Malach on Yantar. Wouldn't be Osman and Ator on Yantar. The other day is in place to hold that it's not true, and that's what the Minhasin, of course, in the Shang said, that's ridiculous, he claims. What do you mean, Havara, Lelav Yotzer means that it's only 38 Malachas and a Nisha Havara? No, it means that there are 39 Malachas, and one of the Malachas has a Yotzim and a Klal, but it doesn't carry with it the punishment of Nisa or Kol. It doesn't mean that it's not a Malach at all. That's the Machlech. That's the Machlech that's in the Shem and the Machlech. What's the Pshat is in Havara of the Lav Yotzim? Yeah, the other Shem and the Shem are in a different Pshat, and I do not know in the Shem and the Shem. It's only one day in basis. Every day in basis, what is it? And then the further dispute, on the assumption that you only carry over Hilchos Shabbos, you don't carry over all of Hilchos Shabbos to Yom Kippur, only Malachos. So what about the Yom Kippur? Should you consider Yom Kippur Dino to Shabbos or Yom Kippur Dino to Yom Kippur? But it's a defeat. Yom Kippur is between Shabbos, and there's no Hechel or Hamefesh on Yom Kippur. In that sense, it's like Shabbos, but on the other hand, if you do Malachos, it's not the Yom Kippur. It's only if you have Malchus, like on Yom Kippur, as a fee of Kurdish, but it's not like Yom Kippur. Dumbaloch on Yom Kippur is not fee of Kurdish, but Dumbaloch on Shabbos is not Kurdish. Dumbaloch on Yom Kippur, as Kurdish, it's a threat like Shabbos is a threat like Yom Kippur. That's a further question, whether Malach is the Yom Kippur, whether Yom Kippur is basically considered like a Shabbos or basically considered like a Yom Kippur. That was enough later, so Daniel Habarli and Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aramam, they had a dispute about this, but Daniel Habarli sent a lot of Hasselbus on the Sefer HaMitzvot, he wanted to send letters to the Rambam. Rambam had brought it, so he sent his passage to the Rambam's son. On the assumption that he didn't know what his father was doing. So he wrote him back answers on the time of the end. Some of them seem to be what the Rambam himself would have answered. Others were people question whether that's really what the Rambam would have said. He doesn't say that he heard it from his father. So he's defending his father's position. So on this issue, that's one of the machlokes on the assumption that how that Kumin only applies in Atariya. The Rambam holds that Kumin is Darais on Shabbos. And on Yom Kippur, it's not Darais, it's only the Rabbanim. So what can you say about Yom Kippur? This is one of their points of argument. So Rav Yonah Rabab, he thought that Yom Kippur should be doing for Shabbos. Now, Ben Avon say no. If you limit it back to Shabbos, not to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is not doing for Shabbos. That's a big principle in Rabbi Tiva Eger. In the Gris Vechidush, this is a little bit of Shabbos, it says down the Gemara, from the middle of the night, Marachet. As long as the Gemara, most of the church, it's short, 2 hours, 1 or 2 hours there. Short hours on the Gemara, nothing wrong. And then he has his Shabbos, I've got him to Rosh, his Shabbos, people to Rosh, long fulfillment of the day. So one of the Marachas, one of the long fulfillment is about this issue. The Gemara has a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Kippur with respect to Chiluk Malachos. But there's a different Chiluk Malachos for Shabbos, and there's no different Chiluk Malachos for Yom Kippur, and the other Shabbos. What are the different Chiluk Malachos for Yom Kippur? Do you say that Yom Kippur is doing for Shabbos, or do you say that Yom Kippur is doing for Yom Kippur? The Chiluk Malachos are down to pick. That's the Shabbos and Achronim also, because you've been Mechal Shabbos, and Mechal Shabbos prefers to be the Tachim. Mechal Yom Kippur prefers to be not the Tachim, so what did you say about the Yom Kippur? There's a lady quotes Tzuvah Tachron, who's faithful about this. Mechal Yom Kippur is a healthy year, he's been a Tumum of Achala Terakuma, in a Tachim, on that. There's a lady quotes a Rambam, the Rambam is the Kodesh, and Hukh is Gerish, so it's a lady in Kerma. But again, I was looking at Yom Kippur. So he talks about, a moment of Chalil and Kippur and Rashi, the Rambam and Sun, he said, it's been a Timur, but Allah said, it's been a time. Another question, don't think so, that's the question. Pashas said that it should not be so. Even if you all get Yom Kippur, it's been a Kishab, it's so what? But the Rashi and Kuhn are right. The reason why Mumul Chal Shabbos Bechal Shabbos is been a Kaakum and been a Kimim and Allah said, Kuhn is because he demonstrates that it doesn't believe in three as the story of creation. It doesn't believe that Hashem created the world. So that's one of the Torah Ramunim, that we believe that Hashem exists and that He created the whole world. So Amam Tzim Mechalai Mitzvah, He created the whole world. So if you're Mechal Shabbos Mechareski, you don't say that you don't believe in the story of creation. So that's why it's being taken. It's like Api Torah is being taken. But I mean, Kippur, even Kippur has nothing to do with Nia Torah. Api Pashas, even if you say that in Kippur, even if the Shabbos, it shouldn't necessarily follow that it should be being taken. But the Rambam says it. That's the very point of it. It's such a Rambam. In Hilchot Gerish, that a gift I was with my own kidney. So many other ones are probably tragic. Doesn't believe it's my own, you have to go. Americans are used to thinking logically. The person doesn't have data, obviously he's going to have to tell us he doesn't believe. But people throughout all the generations weren't so logical. The Mitzvah has a startling comment on the Pasuk, Sheshis Yamin to Asher Malacha. It's quoted by Losh Mitzvah. Sheshis Yamin to Asher Malacha, in contrast to the way it usually says, Sheshis Yamin to Asher Malacha, you should do. I can't say to Asher. So he says that Rashi quotes him in Chilta here that why are these two written together about Asiyas HaMishkan? Asiyas HaMishkan is prefaced with the Yudim of Shabbos. So he says here that you're not permitted to be in the Chal Shabbos even for the purpose of Yudim HaMishkan. If the Yudim of Shabbos is Yudim of HaMishkan, let me show you the Yudim of Shabbos. But in the Chilta says that what if you have your Mishkan being made on a Shabbos clock? Set it up on a Shabbos clock. What if you have a goy? A goy is doing Mishkan. So I will get to the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan if you have a goy doing Mishkan. What if you have a goy and you set it up on a Shabbos clock? Can you let that continue happening on Shabbos? So he claims that he still has his own knack of Darshan and he's sitting there and he's saying, that's what it says in the Pasuk, that you can't do that. That's why he says here, the Lashon Lufa, say she's come to you, say Malacha, the Malacha is maybe gone, but you know, she's going to come Shabbos, Shabbos, and Kodesh, and Shabbos, and now I'm doing Malacha, what do you mean? Even now you're going to your Shabbos clock, even if you set it up on Erech Shabbos, and he's going to continue going into Shabbos, and all your long work, I'm going to do that. You can make it set up a spiritual system on Erech Shabbos, and it will continue going into Shabbos. You can start a Malach on Erev Shabbos, it continues into Shabbos, but not for last year's HaMishkan. So I love it. What's that? It's not for last year's HaMishkan. This is just as close as it says in Bava Kama, that for the hour. That you're not allowed a meal enough is mitzvah to borrow your mace on Yom Tov Nisan, but not on Shabbos. So why not? You're not permitted to ask the boy to do melacha on Shabbos to disperse on mace. Why? Because it says that wouldn't constitute a kavod mace. It could be zayin on mace, but a melacha that his tefillah involved any sort of Shabbos, even if the Shabbos is not done the Easter. Something has to be done. He's going to do the melacha. But what's wrong with that? But I'm merely asking his mitzvah. No, but it's a zayin on mace that. That Seal Shabbos should be involved even though it's already not. So the two claims that that's what the passage is teaching us, that it could be Zayin HaMikdash, that it's a Mishkan or the Mikdash should be built on Shabbos, even though it's with a Shabbos clock or it's with a Malacha Sheskhil on the Yom Shabbos, and by the Akum, it's not permissible. Finish Mishkan. It says that Rabbi Chaim wasn't so thrilled about all of these I have 3 points with that. So we can finish from the food and we discuss it a little bit. But it's not. So you see on this topic. Yes. Yes. That Moshe reunited the Jewish people. So we all point out that the reason of Mana has denied the Pasuk said by Yechon Shem Yisom Reger Ha'or, and that's the question of Mary's peace record, the late record, that there was a union of the Jewish people, and then they worshiped Abba Rizal, and they involved in the Yeko, so the Mana says that broke the unity. The fact that Yanky Kamenetsky thought they were Shalom and Sanhedrin, that they made the Yeko, that he saved, made their own Yeko. That would help from the other guy's Yeko. There's such a feeling, everyone knows their own name. And the Babli says, the Babli waiter in Sanhedrin, the city of Abu Yisrael, says, Eira Elahecha Yisrael, Moshe Rabbe, Mesheha Elucho. There is Mishlani. The Alpipastis has no problems, there's no difficulty with the culture, because the word Elohim is always fluid. So Elahecha, Mesheha Elucho, Yechol doesn't pose any problem at all. So the Gemara says no, but the Masmort of the Pazifus should even rule Elohim's hard day, that the desire to worship all the other Yisraels in the world. And the Gemara says that the Zohar Kach says like that, that the place is belonging to the Jewish people in the days of Avraham Avinu. But after it's also called Avraham Kuhn, as far as well as well as the Rachot, to the first time I know, to be merciful, to restrain at that time, and maybe to make a rock in earth to show. And we have a power on the mercy, but we should say, well, so why did you tell us today that you have to burn Asher Yankis with the goat? When you come in there, you saw the first thing you have to do is burn down all the Asher. What do you mean Asher? If I have a forest, and some Shiva comes in and he bows down to my tree. So I have to burn down my tree? Eilam was a Dalish and Shalom. So what do I have to worry? That the grain had the worst three trees in Eretz Yisrael from the days of Avraham Avinu. But from the days of Avraham Avinu on, everything belongs to Avraham Avinu. The grain belongs to the grain, so they can't ask it. I like it to return to the Asher and Kedem Avraham Avinu. It's referring to the old Asher. Okay. Only referring to such Asher that could possibly have been standing around for a few Abner Shem, but no. The other one, the 400 years, those are shares that were 400 years old, those are the only ones that had a burn out, but I shares that are clearly younger than 400 years old, that weren't there from before the days of Rama Vinus, they don't have to burn out, the Marshal is not so. But the Marshal, the answer is that when you say, Adam was going to say, I don't give you permission to work. So I say, this is mine. You want by the information to worship people who have already gone. Then you say, okay, you believe that this is a deity, you start dying down and worshiping him. But it might say, if I give you permission, then all the money to draw those things so long. But you can't ask the government for that. But he knows that that's what happened at the time of the Chaitanya. Talking to the other half of his soul, so how look at Russian rabbins, but he's Russian rabbins, and he wants to see the little who's had the desire to worship all the other gods in the world, and included in the next statement was that anyone who wants to worship anything that we own, anyone who wants to worship our body, or anything that belongs to us, we give them full authorization because we're interested in everything. Like the polar mother approach that some people have. Everything goes. Interested in researching everything in the world with no limits whatsoever. But this is what Bnei Yisrael has such a wild notion. That's how we more understand. Bnei Yisrael has such a wild notion. They want to worship all of the gods. They want everybody to worship everything that they'd like to, even if it belongs to us, we give them authorization. So that's what the Gemara says. But then you say, otherwise, the gods are and so on. That's why the Asherah and Eretz Yisrael, that's why the Asherah and Eretz Yisrael became master at that time. So Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky has this Hasidic idea that all of the Hasidic Islam have, he writes it over here also, by Raqqa and Moshe, that at the time of Rami has seen eyes, there was an actor to the Chalitza, but then when they read the Chalitza, they were the Pilus, that's the next back in Sanhedrin, the Gemara, the Kesha Rishon made him an Amina. So when Rishon get together, there's no Pilus. Remember when we went to Sanhedrin, Rabbi Gilela gave a comment on that Chalitza, on that Gemara. Why special we showing him in a minute? He said the Shach and Chesh Mishka has a machlokes. What's the din if he had a din tov? So a din tov can live in the shul. And then the dayanim argue what the din is. So two dayanim say the rabbi is chay, and one dayan says the rabbi is chay. So the din is that he goes back to the Achram. He followed the opinion of the two. But what if the two don't agree with each other either on the way they arrived at that conclusion? One of them says, Reuben is fired for this reason and only for this reason, and your reason is wrong. And you say Reuben is fired for you for sure wrong. Meaning you say Reuben is fired, but for this reason you're advancing wrong. And he slugs it up. And the other guy says, no, Reuben is fired for this reason and after that reason. Each one of these is just one to one to one on the whole sentence. The Maskana is 2-1. But in the Chayim it's 1-1. So that's 2 days in the shop. What if the role of the Dayanim, I'm asking the Snake Tanya. Are they mitzareish to constitute a role? You know what the Hanukkah said? If you should assume that they're not mitzareish to constitute a role, then you can interpret, I think they heard it from the Gabbain, then you can interpret the Gemara like the Kesher Shani and Aminia. The Gemara says, when do you go about some way? So let's say the majority of the opinion sounded all agree for one view, but they're all sharing. So then we assume that when a Russia wants to do something, he's doing it only with Hanuman Satsuma, the Tobit Satsuma. He's not really interested in Shikas, not really interested in stuff. He's just interested in himself. So if you have 100,000 people all agree that for one opinion, each one is agreeing for his own reason. So nobody's really agreeing in some effort. So that's why you don't have a way. So he's not talking about a fear for a way. So he's sharing a fear. Especially when the rain is inspired the Akkad and the majority combines together to constitute the right. So that's not called the right. Ain't a Menominion. It's not inspired the Akkad. Whatever the hell it is, that's what they know. So that's what the Swedish is trying to say. Yaakov, Moshe, Skaladal, Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a reunited Jewish people because the spirit that was created in Hasinai was broken out of the Torah, so they have to be reunited. So they were reunited with Shabbos. There's a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu encouraged the Nevi Sot and Makot Tehillos on every Shabbos. So we all get together on Shabbos and learn Torah Barabbas. The first Hatzava HaKabbalah, he quotes from the Dior, from members from the Dior. So the commentary on the bottom of the at the bottom of the same place in Barat, Rabbi Zizon. So he draws a distinction between the two words Avodah and Malacha. Because Avodah means, they teach all the little children in school, Yom Rishon Avodah, Yom Shemi Avodah. So he says, that's not correct, isn't that hurt your ears? And on Shabbos you don't, on Yom HaShabbos is Minotah. So all week long you do Avodah, and on Shabbos you don't do Avodah. מי אומר ככה? או בזמן יגיעו מלאכה, ונעשה בגיון זה מלאכה, זאת מלאכה מעבודה, אפילו שם כן של שרה. או אם מה רב היגיון? אני לא יודע כמה את זה. עבודה מיסטולות, exerting effort and energy. You have to perspire, you have to work hard. Mulaka means creative activity. When you say Adamus on Shavuot, the Kiyot reads, Balombo, Shachlomo, Zalopo, Shishita. But it's also created the world, and so it's made it without exerting any effort and energy. Because the definition of Mulaka has to do with the Kiyot Shaman Vahar, it's a good job. It has nothing to do with exertion of effort and energy. That's the definition of Avodah. But Mabacha has nothing to do with it. That's what Pesach points out, that the Guna of Malacha Tosor wasn't given until here. It's no longer after the Tsukim. They called upon everybody to donate, and then if there's anybody donating, they were so much, so then Moshe Rabbeinu announced. They seemed to want to know Malacha by calling her Amri Havi. Mother says that he only gave 2 days. The whole collection was made by Henyaviyu, Nidava, Baboka, Baboka. So the simple translation, Maboka, Baboka. Every morning they do it. So the Medrash Shlava says, no, Baboka, Baboka, 2 days, and first the Gimel. They gave Nidava for 2 days, and now we do. They collected so much in 2 days that there was more than enough. And the simple translation said, Nathama, I'm having Nidava, 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 by calling her all men having nobody should do any more malacha, and they stopped doing these. So the Gemara in Shabbos, he writes in his pocket that her soul is a malacha. And he asked her all malacha, by calling her all men having, they didn't do any her soul, they didn't carry any more. So he writes in here that her soul is a malacha. Why do you have to have a pocket that her soul is a malacha? You don't need to speak to everything else. That's exactly the question. Why do you need a pocket for Havara? It wasn't Havara good. The Gemara had a whole machlokes of Hakanai. Why was Havara singled out? But over here, why was Havara singled out? We don't know exactly. So there's a portion of the time, basis in order to explain that when the Dean of Malacha Shabbos was given, they weren't all 39 Malachas given at the same time. First 38 were given. And only now, at the time of Dean on this one, was the 39th Malacha Havara given. It wasn't given before. Why not? So there's a different part of the Malacha, because it says it's the Malacha Gura. There's no figure. We're not creating anything new, we're not changing anything, we're just moving something from one place to the other. But that, you have to have a special process to say that, that's called a malacha. I'd like to come up here with an interesting comment on this also, because when was the Din of Shabbat given, so the Mora comes out, it was given a Mora, it wasn't first given a Hasina, it was given before Hasina. Why was it given the Mora? Why would the Rashi give the Mora? So he has an interesting insight because in Mora the prophet says that the widow was Jewish, that's why it's called Mora. That we're all so nice by Rashi Hanaman, but you need to draw money. I thought it's better show Mesh Rabbein if the prophet couldn't speak. And to throw it into the water, it says that's sweet. But the Rashi quotes from the Medrash, and I thought it, that that stick, that eight for the two men, is really a bitter, it is a bitter thing. It was a thing that wasn't a finger thing. It wasn't something that should have been done, I thought it made the water speak. But it's something that should have made the water sour or awful tasting. So you could sign up, there was a man to talk about that it accomplished and made the Raim Shukur Amman with a taste of good. So at that time, after the Zohar, he demonstrated to B'nai Yisrael that he was the one, he was the Balabas, he was the one who created the world. It's not that Sardar was there from all along, but the Zohar is the Balabas who created Sardar, and if he wants, he can change Sardar. Whenever he wants, he can change Sardar. The Shammah Lashem is the Yadlis, the Yadlis Lachem is the Yadlis. He can do whatever he wants. At that time that we sure with our own eyes that if our result is the Balakhev and he's the Bailings, obviously he created the world. Whoever has control over the whole Trevor must be the author of Trevor, must be the one who created it. So that's why by the time he gave us the Mitzvah of Shabbos, to remember that if our result has created the world, the church is made great. But creating the world, that only has to do with the 38th Malachi. It has nothing to do with Hosea. And Hosea, you're not doing any creative activity. You shouldn't do a Malachi at all. So when did he give the Malacha of Hosea? At the time of Asiyas HaMishmah. Because he showed Bnei Yisrael at that time that he was the one who created space also. He's telling you that he's telling us, make a Mishkan, and this Malkin is going to be the Kiddush, and the other Malkin will not be the Kiddush. And here the Shkin is going to speak, and he'll be, it's going to be about Yisrael, the Allah Kapelos, and Bnei Shkin, and over there the Shkin will not speak. But what he's going to do, this time showed that he was the one who created space, But that's why at this time, if we create space, then moving something from one place to the other, moving something from one place to the other, from one space to the other, is also perhaps in a certain sense, as if you're making the object into a different object, because if an object is in one place, it has kedushin, object is in another place, it won't have any kedushin. So at the time of the Asiyas HaMishkan, this was an Echadus to B'nai Yisrael. They were given to understand that space, the concept of space, was created by the result. So therefore, traveling things from one place to the other could also be labeled as a malach. That's perhaps why the Yisrael Malach of Hotel is singled out now. It's interesting from all the malachas of Shabbat, these are the only two that are singled out here in this parsha. There's another parsha from the Chorosh of Akot the Tifa. The Zephyr Gemara has a machlokes that that refers to Shmita, or that refers to Shabbat. If you say that refers to Shmita, then the only two malachas that are singled out are Havorah and Hotzor. Rambam has something about that. Rambam has a hangup about Havorah and Hotzor, and here's the Yom-tif. Because the Havorah and Hotzor are weaker than the other two malachas. That the Torah of HaNefesh, Allah did everything under the sun for the purpose of HaNefesh. And then once any Baruch is moved to the Torah of HaNefesh, you can even do it slowly. The Torah of HaNefesh also could be perfect. The Rambam says that the concept of Torah only applies to Havol of HaHitzah. The Talmud Torah from the Rambam is very difficult to Rambam. Where did he get it from? We don't know that. The Talmud Torah says that it has something to do with the fact that these two were singled out by the scripture. The Torah is singled out by Shabbat, Havol of HaHitzah, to indicate that on Yom Tov these wouldn't apply. Regarding the issue of Philip Malachas and Yom Kippur, we mentioned earlier whether Yom Kippur is unique to Shabbat and Yom Kippur is unique to Yom Kippur, and the Sefer Baruch Tam, our Baruch Tam and Frankel, he comes up with a compromise position for Yom Kippur. He said that the halacha that Yesh Philip Malachas to Shabbat and Philip Malachas to Yom Kippur is not Shabbat versus Yom Kippur, but rather Chatos versus Malchus. He said Yesh Philip Malachas to Shabbat means that with respect to being fired, 39 Chatos, he said that there is a din of Philip Malachas. And Yom Tov, there is no Philip Malachas. So what do you mean, any Philip Malachas is Yom Tov? It means that the person did, if we want to, we know that the fellow claims to do many Malachas, but we want him in again, don't do this, that, and the other thing, because he's going to be five times Malachas, because that's an Avodah, that's a Malach, and that's a Malach, and that's a Malach. Then he goes ahead and he does all five. So if I want a person in the he's about to eat a sandwich. I want him, he's going to eat a sandwich, and he's going to have a drink. So the drink is dumb. And the sandwich is chazer, and then you have chalot, and then you have chodosh, the bread is chodosh, and this is yush, and this is that, and this is Yom Kippur, and don't do it. And he goes ahead and he does it all. He does it all the last hour. So then our Rebbe says that. He gets 5, 6, 7 times mounted. I don't have to warn him in between the first two guys and the second guys. If I warn him in advance, and he does it, put him in the office, he's 5, 6 times. Pesach is a different fashion. It's a very funny fashion. What? You don't know what I'm saying? Why can't you say it like that? There's a man plowed a field, a plowed of ground, and he's tied so many times Malchus. So Pesach says, what about coming over there on this? So the answer, what does that mean, Kamar Yiram? Kamar Yiram means if you have a field Musa and Mammon, you have a field Musa and Malchus, and you have a field Malchus and Mammon. But a field Malchus and Malchus and Malchus and Malchus has nothing to do with Kamar Yiram. You don't even have to. So what do you do? It's all Malchus, everything is Malchus. Yeah. You have one thing that goes even after Sansa. You see that nice way of saying. You get common sense dictates that once you look at Kasha, we call it Kamba with the Rabbi. No, we call it Kamba with the Rabbi. But in the Finnish, it's not based on the fact. It's based on the fact that John tells us today is Sasa. That's why the Bible is really Kasha. But you wish that I thought that my father is not going to have it in the Finnish.
Just say a comment on me, brother.
I don't think so. I mean, if the person did in our world, we should start Marcus Magic. That should pop at the moment, I don't know. So the Gemara has about places that we pass in our love, that ain't a physical love with a young man, that if we want to tell him again, if we know that he stands for, that he stands to do Chalisha, Ksira, and Kosher, and Matur, and Kosher, and Moshe, he's going to do six malachas. And we want him to don't do what he claims to do, we're going to do six times malachas. And then he goes ahead and does it. And we didn't give him a Hasra before he did this, before he did that, before he did that. So the Allah says he only gets one malachas. He doesn't get six times malachas. Marshal the Ma'adot Adayna, like if you want a person in the end, don't drink that bottle of dam, because it has 10 causation of dam, you get 10 times malachas. But Allah says he only gets one malachas. Unless we want him a Fishka al Fishka, if we want him to meet from each Kizaya, then he's Chayba called Kizaya to Kizaya. Then he gets many times malachas. So if you only want him once in advance, he only gets one malachas. So I'm young to it, if the person, you don't want to drink, if the person turns Kizaya by many malachas, you give him a Hasra, and again, don't believe you're going to get 10 times malachas, so and there's no time to the conclusion. He's not going to get malachas to young. He doesn't get many times malachas. But whereas many are going to assume that this distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Shabbos versus Yom Tov, and they talk for regarding Yom Kippur, and that's what he today is my Rafa. They talk for whether Yom Kippur is Jewish or Shabbos or Jewish Yom Tov. The Baruch Tam says that that's not the distinction. The distinction is Chatos versus Malchus. That for the purposes of Chatos, we say Yesh Tov Malachus. For the purposes of Malchus, it's Yom Tov Malachus. For the Din of Yom Kippur was split. It depends if we did Tam Malachus to say and we're discussing that it's five minutes at first, and you say, yes, there's a lot of the Yom Kippur. But then Yom Kippur, the leadership is closed, the leadership is started from a lot. But the only thing is, if he does the Malachas on Yom Kippur, it's amazing, and we want to know whether we should give many times Malachas, and then we say, ain't there's a lot of the Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur is not an issue whether you need to start with the Yom Kippur. The respect to Philip Malachas, it depends whether you're talking about Chatos, are you talking about Malchus? The Kruzanda has an interesting circle on this week's study. He always has a very interesting circle. But this is a strange phenomenon. They have in the Sefer HaTzvi that like three places of France discussed this whole topic. So apparently someone forgot to mentioned that it's all the whole thing appears in the Kruzan, most of it appears in the Kruzan, which had already been printed before he took the Frank out of Kruzan. He discusses the Tanya Emetim in Israel on the beginning of this week's schedule. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk of HaNasiyim Heviyu, so the Pasuk Shat of HaNasiyim Heviyu, the Nasiyim Adem Nasiyim HaShvatim. So the Gemara says, no, Hanasim Heviyo refers to the clouds. What does the Gemara mean? The clouds. So when the clouds brought the dew, it says when the moon came down, there was tile on top and tile on the bottom. So the clouds came from the clouds. So the clouds brought with them Abhin Shol, Abhin Balloon, and they opened up their breakfast, so they found diamonds and all kinds of precious stones. So the Pasuk says there also, Shemen HaVishto and Kolos HaShamim. So the Talmud in the end of the Mizio quotes this message, which is more than you, that the clouds brought all of this. That they brought the Shemen HaZayis, Shemen Zayis from, Shemen Zayis from Gan Eden. Salosh Maza, Shemen Zayis from Gan Eden. So the Kishan was bothered with a kasha. But the Hasri presents it one way, he presents it another. The Hasri presents it, you don't know what Rav Chaim said about the Neskaniki, and he presents it, you don't know what the Kedusha Yom said about the Neskaniki, and he said the same thing. They were asking the Pasha that they said, so why do you say the Neskaniki for 8 days? But it wasn't, I'm going for 1 day. But the Nes was only for 7 days, it was only for 1 day. So Rav Chaim, the two-faced offense, you don't know Rav Chaim, he's just said, and he said, you don't know the Kedusha Yom said, they said the same thing, that for the Shemin Lamor, for the Menorah, you have to use that to Shemin Zayi Rav Kassus Lamor. We can't use Shemin Lamor. So if somebody will snap his fingers and create the Eshmanayim, a Rebbe will make a Moses and will make Shemin, so that won't be Shemin Zayi. Shemin Lamor is no good for the Menorah, you have to use that to Shemin Zayi. So when they were, the nest of Hanukkah wasn't for the Lord of the Lord, went up the first night, and then there was a nest that there was a good for the Lord of the Lord. No, the nest was, that a small amount, and this was an Indian of Brocha, that a tiny amount of oil The Siddur only burned for 1/8 of the night, burned for the whole first night. And the tiny amount of oil the next night burned for the whole night. Not that there was enough oil. There was extra oil, and extra oil wouldn't be shining dry. And there are dots. There are dots on both Moroccan quotes and Medrash. When Alicia told the Yarmona, who was broke by the Yarmona, she should take the of Shaman, she should take the Inferno of War, and borrow all of the camp and the Vegas, she pour and pour and pour. So the Radak quotes in the Medrash that she asked the Shalabah, she had to be Makish Kumas and Maishas on this, and he said, no, this is Shaman West, and you don't have to be Makish Kumas and Maishas, it's not to do the Kaka, didn't go on that stuff. You want to fight Kumas and Maishas, and what do you want to do? You can go on that. So you're saying over here, if you have Shaman West, if you have a little shaman, and all of a sudden that shaman got 8 times bigger, that was enough, but the shaman got 8 times bigger, so the extra 7 units is 4 shaman left, but that wouldn't be conscious of how much of shaman left. Just like it's not the beauty of the shaman, not high shaman, not even bigger. The most even less is that the shaman didn't go bigger, the shaman stayed the same size. But instead of a small amount burning an eighth of a night, that small amount burned the whole night. It was an email of Rafa, not an email of Tosefus and Libra, an email of Rafa. But based on that presumption that Shem and Yash is not considered Shem and Zayu, so what good is it if the Anonim, if the clouds grew up to Shem and Zayu, which is going to light the menorah with, and seeing her years are burdened with Hashem and the Moor of Shem and Amishra, how can they bring the Shem and for the Moor or for the menorah, you have to have that for Shem and Zayu?
Also,
they figure
the oil
could bring
from
Ghanaian,
some
sort
of
oil, the waste wasn't
to be
carried
along
with. We will allow a season by me.
Yes.
Because that's what the people are trying to. How do you know there are allow a season by me?
Oh,
it's just been cooked. There's a medrash on that property. So right after the mabul was over, it says the Yonah flew out and came back, and it brought back Ali Zayi Kalakasiyah. But the whole world was just destroyed. Where did the Yonah go and Ali Zayi Kalakasiyah? So the gracious Rabbi says, after the result, opened up the gates of Gan Eden, and Gan Eden wasn't affected by the mabul, and there were Allah seeds going in Gan Eden. That's what he says in the medrash. So that's where the Yonah got the Ali Zayi. So that's what the science says. Maybe that's the science. That Shem that comes from Gan Eden is not Shem in there. They're real olive trees there. Gan Eden is a real place. It's Gan Eden on top. It's Gan Eden held in the world of my Shem. So there's Gan Eden on this world somewhere. And Bob doesn't know exactly where is it. We know where we have. Do we know every spot on the globe? No. There's 4 spots on the globe that we have. No? In Africa? They've gone through everything? Yeah. I think just a few years ago, the best time the airplane records that crashed 40 years ago. There was a woman in this neighborhood who was in Abuja for 40 years. Because her husband crashed over Africa in the middle of the Second World War, and they never found the plane. But I think a few years ago, they just said that they think they found that plane. So obviously, they didn't look. Obviously, they had a picture all over any place. And Bonham was out in his side, more I think, talked about where Ben Eden was. Remember when I went to Living Sea, there was one guy who was trying to figure out exactly by process of elimination exactly where Gan Eden has to be. Because you know every spot in the globe that was researched, and the Ramban says he's from the equator. It's a little bit clear. I don't know, he tells exactly where he is in relationship to it. How did Ramban know? Anyway, so that's what people are thinking. He says that another claim that Gan Eden is a real place and has real olive trees growing there, so the fact that a nest occurred and the olive trees themselves out and flew by your email, that you have to recreate the shaman. As long as the shaman came from real trees, that's real shaman.
I think it's a good thing.
Sequence, yeah.
I have to say,
Well, how to stop it? Yeah, first it's going to stop it here is when the people should go to the net. People should go to the net, but it will get enough. This is from the process of Rasa and Kumi, which is supposed to be by definition, not by the real Rasa, by different Rasa. Thomas and Lucy said that the women, by Avaruha Nashim, Allah Nashim, the women and the men, everybody came to donate. When it came to the Chesed, the women didn't want to give. The men gave and the women didn't want to give. If not for the Bina Amish, then you could think women actually, they don't want to give. Or they don't want to give their jewelry, they want to give. You can look back, I'm never going to give. But the people of the Mishnah, they did give, matter of fact, they didn't give. At that time, it became obvious and apparent that the women deserved their reward, for withstanding the temptation to steal in the Chesed. At that time, when the Mishnah was completed, I was Polish Mishnah, so everybody was celebrating. At that time, the Gershom said the women have the right to celebrate more than the men, so that's why we should always observe every Rosh Chodesh as a younger. Lastly, in places called the Medina and other places, I think that Rav Lezer that the women have a limit to observe Rosh Chodesh as a younger, but they don't bring the law on Rosh Chodesh, but they don't knit, and they don't do the laundry on Rosh Chodesh, they don't. That's the right, but that's not true. If you look like a younger, they can do a lot less on Chalamayit, but they shouldn't, the things that they wouldn't do on Chalamayit, they shouldn't do on Rosh Chodesh either. And the Mishnah will have this highly discussion. What does that mean? It means that the women have the minute, it's fine, but they don't have the minute, they don't have to, or no, but they should adopt. They're supposed to adopt that minute. If he's naked, it'll only be all often. So Rosh Chodesh is naked because they think the proper minute that the women should adopt, even if they happen not to have it now. In our generation, they should adopt that minute. But what is the background of the minute? So it says, that's the background, that the great of the Mishnah would not give for the Yagel. But nobody explains, what does that do with Rosh Chodesh? So the Tzadik Rosh explains at the end of this week's study, he says, because they celebrate the Chanukah of Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then everybody was celebrating. So at that time, the Rebbeinu said that the women have more right to celebrate than the men. They should celebrate their participation in Bidyan HaMishkan and their non-participation in the Asiyah Sarayim, but every Rosh Chodesh, just like now with Rosh Chodesh, they should celebrate every Rosh Chodesh. He quotes an interesting comment. Chapter 36 in the book of Shmos doesn't really make any sense why it begins over here. Starting poet in chapter 35, in Pasuk Lamed, everyone knows who Bnei Yisrael. He starts giving out Russia. Luke or Russia understand the problem. Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, Lamed Aleph is speaking, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. Keep saying Lamed speaking, and then Moshe Rabbeinu speaks. They make a meat chapter. Make it at the next person. By Yipa Moshe on the top, make it the next person. Or it can be the next person. Make it some other person. Why do they make a chapter in the manuscript? There's no cash on the chapter. A cash on the manuscript. Why do they make? They have a lot of chapters that don't make any sense. He's both a member of the show like this game. As nonsensical as they make it, they think this one is kosher and this game. This is supposed to be kosher glam as well. Not supposed to be Paris Lama Gov. The other one is Paris Lama Hay before. It was supposed to be a little Lama Gov. This is Lama Shah Mishkin. It's not that the Pashas are off the lines and dancing. The truth is made a mistake over here. So chapter 36 is supposed to be wherever, he doesn't know wherever it is, but it's not supposed to be other. They're not as good as, they're not all that good. Shula Dishman has an interesting comment. It was a strange passage there. In the seven, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu knows the seven Hamishta Kodesh and the Torah Tassam in Koha. A funny Rashba. The seven Hamishta Kodesh and the Torah Tassam in Koha. What do they mean? That he says in principle it's driving out of the following. The seven Hamishta was used to be Mekadosh everything in the Mishkan. So the new seven Hamishta and the Orah
we can call it Kedusha Sarim, and we use it on the crossing, we can use it on the Kedusha Sarim. So the Sarim HaMishpat, you Kaddish everything else, but what is the Kaddish to Sarim HaMishpat? We didn't have any Sarim HaMishpat to the Kaddish. But that's what the Pasuk says, we make the Sarim HaMishpat Kodesh. So he made the Asiyah of the Sarim HaMishpat, made it Kodesh, which is the Kaddish itself. I say, you can do the other things in the HaMishpat, and the Sarim HaMishpat is the Kaddish then. So this is the Kaddish itself. And what does it mean? The Torah of Sarim HaMishpat, so let's talk about chapter 37, if that's what that's supposed to be. Chapter 3. So yes, the Shana HaMishpat Kodesh was Torah of Sam and Toha. Why does it say Toha? Because in some of what it means is like the past, what it means is like this, that the only things that are Mitzvah Tumah are the Hovah Yikur and Ochlam and Masha. So this doesn't belong to any one of those four categories. Ochlam is only Ochlam that's Masha that loves me. It's only Masha that him, it's not Mitzvah Tumah. So what is it? Torah Tassam and Torah. You should be careful that Torah Tassam is not coming. Torah Tassam can't be coming. This is not Torah Tassam and Torah. But you know how to do it. I'll see this at Torah. That whatever is called by Rabbi Hamizdeh, it's called Lachna Shom Yizdeh. So because it's called Atila Shmizdeh, it's a lot of other Mitzvahs. So you know, the first of what Atila Shmizdeh is the right in the Rabbah. So you say that the past is true, that's what the past is true, that Torah Tassam and Torah, that they were careful, the Tzara was careful when he made the Torah HaSamim that it shouldn't become from it. There was a principle of Chibas HaKodesh. If the Pasuk didn't exist, what's the Chibas? Of course, everything was made from it. Now the Chibas is that it doesn't make sense that you should be moving the Tahara and Torah HaSamim. It's a definition of Tahara Tumna. There has to be moving the Tahara. So the Pasuk says not, he was moving the Tahara. Despite the fact, Shem and Abad is going to be cursed. He doesn't say the reverse. It doesn't say any words. It doesn't say Shemin HaMishpat Tohar. Abad is Tohar. Everything had to be Tohar. And Shemin is Mikavu Tumah. It's Masa B'l-Rabim. But Torah HaSamim is not Mikavu Tumah. So that's the Chiddush, that he had to be using to make that also the Tahara because of the principle of Chiddush HaKodesh. I don't think... There were spices that you mix in and you take out. But you don't eat them themselves. The only way he said, you know? So I speak about that also. How is it possible that the Torah is in Kutum? I'm not sure what he spoke about that. How can... why should the Torah have something in the Tariq Kutum of the Islam? So what's that to discuss the Torah? He gave different answers, I think, that the Shemen that the Shemen that they cooked with is the Torah. So they mixed in Shemin into the Torah of Hashem. Shemin is the Mekabal Kumpur. But Malu Wisdom said no. It means that the Torah of Hashem in the Torah, you had to be careful not to do it to Tumah because of the principle of Tzibah Tato. You see it with Yudhi Tochlan, Malach Nishon is there. So Oichla Master is Mekabal Kumpur from Yishon. So this HaKodesh means that by Kodesh, even if the thing, let's say, lags on the Mizbeach, a lag on the Mizbeach is not Oichla, it's not Michael Oren either. But the Gemara says, "Atzeh ha'amarach, I'm a Kabbal Tumah because the Chiddush HaKodesh, Chiddush HaKodesh means Dovah Kavir. That is very serious, but it's called Lach Mashal Mizbeach. It's called the food of the Mizbeach. But it's not meant in the sense food, means it's consumed by the flames on top of the Mizbeach. In that sense, it's food that is being consumed. But it's not really food, no one's eating it. And nonetheless, that's Halach that Arab Chavidus HaMitzvah, Chiddush HaKodesh means Arab Chavidus HaMitzvah, to be not of this, the Halach declares, that's the sign that Halach that I should have on. Allah declares that these things that occur on the day are food, and just like human food is Mazalakum, so these things are also Mazalakum. So that's the Machlech, it's Rashi and Tosfos, whether these things are Chiddush HaKodesh is the Rashi and Rabban, that's the Sofna. But the Chiddush HaKodesh is the Rashi and Rabban, that's the Sofna, and on the Gimel, on the Dalai and Sofna. So that's what my little Jesus said, if you should hold up Chiddush HaKodesh is the Rashi, you understand that fact. So Rob wants out of cash on a hapera cash is strong and says, and Sheva Shah Yeho Ashim Offa, they appointed him to be king when he was 7 years old. So he was bothered with a cash and happened to appoint a cousin as a king. The Gemara says, I think we discussed, Gemara says in the first parish in Sahedrin, that you have to give smith on Eretz Yisrael. What if the one is confirmed the smith as an Eretz Yisrael, the one is receiving the smith as a Kishalar? The Gemara says, Shadow Gemara says, no good. Why is it no good? For some reason, the interpreter says, smith has to be given the son. That's how the Yadra Mata. The son says that he didn't have to say that the last smith is an Eretz Yisrael, the smith is a good person. He said the last smith is a Tara, but even the next smith is in Yerushalayim. So that's what the simple shot seems to be. Yeah, so here it is, and even if they're on the border and they do face each other, there's no problem. And if you, even if they're not on the border, there's nothing wrong with what you're so the time is perfectly all right. It's a return of quick law. So they might have a thought that the return of quick law is only a flaw inside the Masna, because the Masna is one of those the nicest sneaker. But you say, no, the sneaker requires two problems. You have to have somebody giving smith, you have to have somebody receiving the smith. So Gemara comes to the conclusion that you need somebody receiving the smith, so you have to be the top of the smith and he dies on. And that's why the Gemara says that you know that smith twice. First, if I could have given the smith, the right good lord, and then I'd need another given the smith, the good lord. That's the shadow. Sometimes the good lord means that the mayor didn't accept the smith. The master confers smith on to somebody. And if somebody doesn't accept it, so the smith is not found. You see that you need the God's name, you need the God's Hamasmith and the God's Hamishmith. That's what they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That was our celebration. So he thought that this being perhaps is not limited God to the smith, but it applies to any memory in a God. Because when you give a person smith, that's a memory. It's not found that you're assigning credentials that he knows how to learn. But Moshe shows in his children, the first children, the first mishpat of the Hebrew Moshe, that you see from Ignore, you used to give smith without the hell of the Talmudim. If somebody would send a letter to one world that this guy knows how to learn, then he would be able to give smith without checking. So the smith that you give is a meaning. It's not that it's like the teacher's initial on the grave that it says, I attest to the fact that he knows how to learn. The guy can be the best Talmudim in the world, that Sinan Gibbon Muhat is the greatest one in the world, but if he does have smith, he's not all of him. It's not that you just have to know that he knows how to learn. And when you confer the smith, you don't have to personally know that he knows how to learn. Someone else tells you, you have the right to confer the smith on him if you just have smith. So the smith is immediately the God, you give him a title of all of him. So one should assume, that's why I thought Rishi said, one should assume that the reason why smith is God's name, God's master, and God's name, is before there is a form of memory, then when you appoint somebody as a melech, they should also require God's name. The God of the God who is appointing, the Sanhedrin, whoever you need to appoint a melech, and you should also require the God of the melech. The Bakhti is, if the kid is only 7 years old, so he's allowed by God, so after you appoint him as a melech. And Sheva Shon and Yehoah is the melech. After you appoint him as a melech.
And he's the only child,
so he's the Yerusha. Oh. Yes. So, if the Yerusha, then the Yerusha says that there's no child. The Yerusha doesn't talk about this, that's very different from it. The Yerusha doesn't ask. In other words,
the first
thing is that the whole palace is the play, the
palace,
the Yerusha, 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 he already has a meaning. Yeah. That could be one time. You could say another prayer for Rav Kuzir. Maybe you can say that Rav Kuzir and Shmuel the Tana. Now Rav Kuzir says that whenever you need God, Rav Kuzir and Shmuel the Tana doesn't only apply. Let's say, I want to give you a gift and you're not here, so I give it to someone who is and he should be saying that the rest of the one is not here. So he goes to Maisa HaZbor. The mother has a dear custom of being most of our God's baby. So what does it mean? I go into the mikveh. The girl doesn't have to go. No, I have to push the girl up into the mikveh. So I did it for it to him. I did the lila on his body, I didn't see on his body. So what do you have to rely on? Girl up my feet, so he's got to have to show the power. What does it mean? He's God's gave it. The girl has to be right over his diet. And the person is allowed by God. He has no God. So even though he has no God, so I've always said that since he knows that if you say thus, well, it's a scripture, so he says, rough man, so it's fun. I can consider it. As if he has consented, as if he has given to God. But perhaps he didn't serve you enough, so that's the question. Is it really such a favor to appoint a person as the president of the United States? Depends on what kind of people and how crazy things are. Good guy with it. Okay? And maybe one can assume over here there was really a school for the kid. Wasn't a school for the horse to become the king, huh? Maybe it was a school. And therefore they had a little bit of a point in the decision. You don't have to ask him if you're going to be my father and he gets up this way. If you're done this way, he'll give a moment of love. He can break up the mouth, but he doesn't have to break up in the prayer. He can stay out of his arms. He can't always be gone. As an ancient paper, we recommend that you should let the guy know in the middle of the year, he should know to make up his mind whether he wants to be right or not.
And by the first time.
Wouldn't have to be Moshe to be Moshe of the Moshe, can only see how he's gone. If he'd be Moshe, he would be someplace king of the Moshe. He won't be Moshe, then he's gone. He's kind of not such a big problem. He made a person a Jew, then he can't say how he's gone. So he's stuck. So the way that they do it is to say, I'm Moshe. The first passage in the after, test the person who says it's Chatzor, it's Lord Yerubayt Hashem Ratzor Anim Yim Yim. Master. Test the person who says it's Chatzor, it's Yidit Kudu Kuhan. Test the person who says it's Chatzor, it's Yidit Kudu Kuhan. But the Mishnah is Gorman says, do you know this Kudu Kuhan Yodah Akkoyim, that your Yodah will become God of you. Says in the after. In fact, your Yodah Akkoyim, how long after he's making the whole, making the first and the whole story. And he came up with this new group that Moshe Chatos and Moshe Oshon is Korei Oyla. What do you do with Moshe? There's a whole thing. The first thing was Michal Shabbat to show you. And he puts aside $150 to bring in Korei Chatos. And he goes to Yishon and he writes to Korei Chatos. $145? What do you do with the extra $5? As a Yishon Chatos. Buy another Chatos. No, Chatos is not broken as even a dozen. He never used the extra with the first Chatos. That's called Moshe Chatos. Or what if he do with Moshe? It did worse than that. The mark is too behemoth. Lakra, you think the guy was not Michal Shabbos and his mark is a chatos, just in case the letter comes up and he needs a chatos. That's not Chal at all. You have to wait for that till you have an idea of Chal and his mark is a chatos. But what if he knows he was Chal Shabbos and his mark is too chatos Lakra, he says one gets lost, so he brings the other. So the Jew says, it's a bone count. And then one doesn't get lost and he brings one and then he stops at the other one. So what does he do? He has a behemoth chatos running around. So the Gemara says that the Rabbeinu Tam says in places, if you are there, you can be marked with this to hang yourself. Well, it depends. If it's a Chatos, then the Halacha says the Chatos and his Chatos by Leho is a Misa. It's an Achamish Chatos and Misa. There are five Chatos. You have to lock up in a room and start them to death and let them die. So it's just Halacha and Misa. But if it's an Oshon, so then, there is no Chatos, there's an Akhoji Chatanah, do you replace the Chatos to Oshem? Do you replace Chatos and Oshem with Chodi Nehlem or not? Only with respect to the fact that they're both such questions. So we say that it's not a fully crazy, but this Dina Chomish Chatos Hamas is in doing enough that the Chatos is going to apply to Oshem. So if you have a first thing is five and Oshem, his mark is two, and Lachrayis, and then he's marked the one, so the other one that's left over, it's called very long. People are doing it's called very long. But after all, you're not supposed to be marked with the winner, you're not supposed to reject the moon. You're actually struggling in Yitlo, the Yitlo, and then you use the money to buy a carbon oil. And I told you, the Rabbi Nisam says, you don't have such a long, just mark with the ocean itself. The ocean can go so automatically to become an oil. And if you're doing with the Rabbi Nisam, that you're not supposed to be marked with the oil, you have to wait till you get the moon, and then be taken, and take the money, and then buy it. So that deen is one that deen is mentioned in this passage. Yeah, you have that kind of thing that's based on a passage on commission. And he does, this is Parish about 10, he wrote, that's what the Rabbi wrote down, first the Parish, the question of Chatzot, left over money from an Asher. And left over money from a Chatzot, left over money from a Chatzot.